I'd like to speak about the unique teshuva of Elul. Obviously, we're in teshuva season, but there's something called Yom Kippur, perhaps highlight of teshuva, Aseres Yemei teshuva, the 10 days of teshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But there's also a specific quality of teshuva that we find in the month of Elul. And I want to explore two different ideas relating to the teshuva and Elul and explore specifically how they're related. The Maharil writes the following. The Maharil writes that, this is in the beginning of Hichos Yomim Noraim, he writes that Elul la'olam Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yomim. Elul is, generally has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. And Ksiv Niru Lachem Nir Valt Yisrael HaKotzim. You need to plow for yourself a furrow and don't plant by the thorns. Meaning, you need to remove the bad roots. That's what this pasuk in Yirmiyah says. Al kein sarah kol adam lahasir asharashim haroim alalav min libo kodom yom adin shavu b'shashara. Therefore, a person needs to remove these bad roots from his deeds, from his hearts, before the yom adin, before the judgment day of Rosh Hashanah. Ve'yargil es atzmo kol yomei elol. He should accustom himself all the days of elol. Lios ragil b'hem aser shmei teshuva, to become accustomed with them in aser shmei teshuva. Now that's a very strange language, strange terminology. Ve'yargil es atzmo kol yomei elol. He should accustom himself all the days of elol. Lios ragil b'hem, to become accustomed with them and during the aser shmei teshuva. A little strange, but he seems to be talking about removing the bad roots before Rosh Hashanah. So what's this idea of removing the bad roots before Rosh Hashanah? So there is a Chassam Sofer who comments on a pasuk at the end of Sefer Devarim, where Hashem says in Parshas Vayelech that Hashem tells Moshe that the people are going to serve other gods. And then Hashem says, this is in Perek, Devarim Perek Lamedal, Pasuk Tezayin, Hashem says, V'azavani ve'feres b'risi asher kratzi, I'm going to know my covenant that I entered into with them. V'chara pi bo b'yomahu, and I'm going to be angry on that day, as it were. V'azavtim, and I will leave them. V'istarti panai mehem, I will close my, I'll hide my countenance from them. V'yolacho, mitzov ro'os, rabos, v'tzaros, a lot of bad things happen to them. V'amar b'yomahu, and they're going to say on that day, Halo ki ein elokai bekabim atzun rosa ela. Why did all these bad things happen? Because God is not with me. In other words, we will acknowledge that our harm was caused because of our misdeeds. And then the next pasuk Yud Ches says, Vanochi aster asir panai beyomahu. And Hashem said, I will hide my counts on that day. Al kol ra asher asa, on all the bad that was done. Ki panar alhim alchem, because he turned. Because Bnei Yisrael turned to other gods. Now the Aruch Haim HaKadosh asks, wait a second. That the Torah is telling us that we will sin and then God will punish us. And then we're going to admit, we're going to confess that it's because of our sins that this harm befell upon us. So why, asked the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, then after we confess, why will Hashem still Anochi Astir Panai B'Yomahu? Why will Hashem hide his countenance for us? While Hashem continued to punish us? We just did tshuva. We said vidur. We confessed our sins. So a number of answers. The Rabban has an answer on this, but I want to focus on the answer of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer in Toras Moshe says the following. He says, he brings a chazal from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tesamid Aleph. It says, Al tifnu el harlilim. You shouldn't turn to other gods. Al mistakel avodah zara. I'm looking at avodah zara. You know, when there's a question, are you allowed to visit, go inside a church, assuming a church, many poskim hold that a church is considered a house of avodah zara. Are you allowed to go inside in order to view the beautiful artwork? So there are generally two different halacha issues you have to contend with. One is the issue of Maris Ayin. You walk in, people might think that, oh, you're worshiping an idol. Question, if you're going to, for a tour, will people really think that? So that's a question. But one issue is Maris Ayin. The other issue is this. Al tifnu el ha elilim. You shouldn't turn to other gods, meaning someone who looks to avodah zara. Va'amru al tifnu el midatchem. You shouldn't turn away from God. You shouldn't turn God away from your thoughts. She'ikar dvarim taloi bipiniya. The key of al tifnu el elilim is piniya, turning to the other god, facing other gods. not even worshiping, but turning to it. Shachar kach shuv, know the derech yitzahara. Because we know the way of the yitzahara. What's first they're going to say? Do this, and then do that, and then do that. First you're just looking, oh, look how beautiful the avodah zarah looks. And eventually, yitzahara, our evil inclination, will eventually convince us to worship the avodah zarah. So says the Toras Moshe, v'ikar onish ala pniyah v'al tchalat haveira. The main punishment that's found in Devarim Lamed Aleph Pasuk Ches, where Hashem says, "Hastir Asher Es Banayim," I'm going to hide my countenance. I'm still going to punish the Bnei Yisrael, even after the vidu. Is why, because of the pnia, because of the beginning of the avera. V'chein tzarich lios avidu al schal v'pnia savera. That the confession shouldn't simply be on the deeds. Oh, I'm sorry, they committed the sin, but the vidu has to be, oh, I shouldn't have even begun taking the steps to the avodah zarah, of turning to the avodah zarah. V'zeh shamar shehem yisvadu rak al ikar haveira, al kain, al ki ein elokai v'kabi. Because what was the vidur? The vidur in Parshas Vayelach is ki ein elokai v'kabi. You're just going to say, oh, God's not amongst me because I committed these sins. Uveme says Chasam Sofer, nochi haster al ki pana elim acharim. What does the pasuk say? That Hashem is still going to hide his countenance because ki pana elim acharim, because we still turn to other gods. That they did not confess. They only confessed about the maaseh avera, but the sins that they did, that led to their misfortune. But they didn't confess about the beginning, what led to the actual behavior of the sins, what led to the sins themselves. And Rav Aaron Cutler in Mishnas Rabbi Avram, Chelek Beis Amud Tzadi Aleph, also points this out. He writes that kol maaseh ha'adam yishalhem shorashim amukim benefesh ha'adam uvechokosav, that all the deeds, all someone's deeds, all deeds of a person has deep roots in the person's nefesh, his soul, and his power, and his strength. And he says that everything that we do is based on these roots, these shorashim. And he says the chiyuv, we have an obligation to fix the shoresh, the roots, not just our maasim, not just our behaviors, but the roots of our behavior. And he says ikar achet hu bishoresh, the main sin is in the roots, because you can fix maybe a behavior, but if you haven't taken care of the roots of the behavior, then it will sprout up in another type of behavior. And he says that the more that you fix the roots, then the tshuva is much greater. And that's what we say. He says in the nusach, in the text of Tefillah Shel Hashanah, masa ish ufakudaso umvalilos mitzade gaver. And this is what it says: the deeds of a person, but also alilos mitzade gaver. What's that? These are the sibot hamaviot oto lidei chet olamase tov. These are the reasons that lead us to sin or to do good. Machshavos adam etachpulotzav v'yitzir malei ish. The yetzer hamasim, the desire to do of the deeds. V'chol achokot hapnimiyum shelo. In other words, in all the inner workings, inner strengths, the inner desires to go one way or the other. And he writes, v'nidon adam al yisodos v'asharashim, that we're judged not just on the deeds, but also on the foundations, on the roots that led to the deeds that we do. And he says, chol tikun b'sharashim filu mashu shokol arbe, any fixing that we do, any tikkun that we do with these roots, even a small amount, is worth a tremendous amount. And he cites the Chasam Sofer's comment in Parshas Vayelech about vidui only on the deeds and not the vidui on the pniya la'akum, on the roots. And therefore, the goal in Elul is perhaps going back to the Maharil, is not only to, the goal of Elul is before we get to the Aser Shemei Tshuva, the 10 days of Tshuva in our behaviors, Elul is about taking care of the roots. Elul is taking care of what leads us to sins. And Rav Soloveitchik, I think, talks about this also in Al Tshuva, a different formulation. Rav Soloveitchik talks about two different levels of separation, the first from the sin, and the second divergence from path leading to sin. Sin is not created, he writes, ex nihilo, it's not from nothing. Evil doing is a product of a certain atmosphere, favorable conditions, which he calls the path of sin. He says, even when we do not actually commit wrongdoing, we often find ourselves on the path of sin. along the sides of this road, sin is permitted to bud, flower, bear fruit, and take root. Like any other organic creation, sin requires an environment in which it can flourish, absorb nourishment, and thrive under the warm rays shining down upon us, as does a sprouting tree. So I think Rav Soloveitchik and Ron Cutler really are speaking about the same idea, the path to sin, the roots that lead to sin. The goal that it seems, and in our month of Elul, is to work on the behaviors or the inclinations that we have and try to understand why we behave the way we behave and how we cannot merely fix the deeds that we do, the sinful deeds that we do, but what's lying beneath the surface that causes us to sin. That's very important. Try to figure that out. And the question is, how do we figure that out? What should we do? We could look at perhaps bad middos that we have. Maybe we don't engage in certain behaviors the right way, which lead to these bad roots in our behavior. We can talk about different reasons leading to these bad behaviors, these different causes of these roots. But I'd like to suggest maybe there's another goal of the month of Elul, which may help fix our roots. And that is the following. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the month of Elul, it's in Aruch Chaim Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, he says, we know that the Chachmei Musar refer to Elul is Ani L'Div L'Di Li, Rosh Tevos Elul. If we're thinking about our beloved, and when I do this, az gam dodi li, then Hashem will think of me. He will reflect upon us more favorably. In other words, Elul is a time of a love affair between man and God. If we show God that we are thinking about Him, then He will watch over us favorably. The Chayadam writes in Chelak Beis, Klal Kuflam Ches If Aleph, points out that this is an auspicious time to do tshuva because historically Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain to receive the second set of luchos. And during this time, there's a midrash which says that we were all engaged in tshuva in the Tanit Ve'eliyahu, and therefore this is an auspicious time to do teshuvah. And the Bach, when he is explaining this notion of Elul, Anidol Dividi Li, he points out that during these 40 days, teshuvah, because Klal Yisrael engaged in teshuvah from Rosh Chodesh Elul all the way to Yom Kippur. Klal Yisrael did teshuvah. It's the opportunity for us to do teshuvah. But what type of teshuvah? It's Anidol Dividi Li. What type of teshuvah is that? It's teshuvah me'ahava. Teshuvah motivated by love from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So these seem to be two different themes of Elul. One theme of Elul is to get rid of the roots of our behavior which led to our sins. And then we fix our masim, the deeds themselves, says the Maril. So the Maril says, right, we start off, Yargilas Atzma Kol Yimei Elul, we accustom ourselves during the days of Elul to fix our roots so that Lios Ragil Behem Aser Shmei Tshuva, so that we engage in change behavior during Aser Shmei Tshuva. And we also know that Elul is Rosh Tevos and Anidol Diva Deli, it's the time we're fixing a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think these are connected. Because it's true that maybe the root of all sin can be bad middos, inappropriate desires, and we have to dig deeply into what leads us to behave a certain way. Maybe there's another way to actually do tshuva and to separate from the path of sin, and that is tshuva me'ahava. It's a painful process to root out bad speech and bad middos. But maybe the best way to root out, you know, to get rid of the bad roots is through love, through a feeling that I just want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I just want to be in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll give an example. You know, you have a Shabbos table, and during the Shabbos table, you really don't want to speak Lashon Hara. You want to avoid Lashon Hara. So what do? You work on yourself. You have such a taiva, such a desire for Lashon Hara. So you work on yourself to conquer your evil inclination so you're not going to speak Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table. That's one way to get rid and to think about what motivates me to speak Lashon Hara, to think about the deep roots that lead me to speak Lashon Hara. That's one way to get rid of the roots and the behavior of Lashon Hara at the Shabbos table. Another way, though, is I'm at the Shabbos table, and you know what I'm doing at the Shabbos table? I'm singing Zmiros. I'm having quality family time. We're sharing Divrei Torah with each other. We're so engaged in Anidol Diva Didi Li that I'm not even thinking about Lashon Hara. It doesn't even enter my mind, because I'm so connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the goal of the month of Elul is to work on the roots that led to sinful behavior. But the best way to do that is to engage in a love affair with Hashem. Ani l'adiv d'ani li, to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all aspects of our lives. And through doing that, magically, those roots will disappear, because we're just going to be full of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once we change this mindset, we'll be ready for the real tshuva of Aser Shmei Tshuva, the tshuva in behavior that's brought about through this change in our motivation, a focus of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li.